It's time for Teach Me What You Know. It's almost back to school time, and a lot of parents are going to find themselves with empty nests, maybe for the first time ever. It's a time of transition for kids and parents, and our guest today has advice for empty nesters on how to cope when the kids leave. Jim Wozner joins us now. He's a professor and dean of the Illinois School of Professional Psychology at Argosy University Schaumburg. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, a lot of parents feel sad when their kids leave. Is it okay to just go with that feeling?
Absolutely. I mean, I think parents need to realize that this is kind of a normal process, a normal developmental reaction to a life cycle change in the family, and that it's normal to feel some sadness, to feel some loss. I think the only time you need to be very concerned if it's so severe that it seems to interfere with your daily life, or it seems to go on for a number of months and other people are begin to get concerned about it, then you probably need to talk to a doctor or a mental health professional, because it may be a sign of some more underlying depression or more serious difficulty in dealing with this change.
Well, short of that, with the more predictable level of sadness, how can parents begin to get out of that that sadness cycle and loss and start moving forward?
That's a great question. I think the start is just to realize, first of all, that it's a normal process that all parents, and particularly parents in this day and age, go through. Because I think often people begin to think that there must be something wrong with me. Why am I having such a difficult time with it? So realize that it's normal and be willing to, first of all, I think, to talk with friends, relatives, family about your feelings and sort of, again, recognize that it's a normal process. Secondly, I think it's important to think about that this is not only a sense of a time of loss, but it's also an opportunity. It's an opportunity to begin to do a variety of things that you haven't had a chance to because you've been so busy parenting, whether it's pursuing hobbies, returning to school, traveling, reconnecting with old friends or siblings. So there really is a lot of potential in terms of adding things to your life, even though it may feel at that time to be sort of painful and sad.
Right. As a parent with college or leaving home some years off, I still wonder, what the heck would I do to fill all the time that goes to kid-related functions? What is a good place to start looking? How can we start harnessing that and move it in a positive direction?
Well, I think one of the things that I would do is and I think this has to start before the event, right, before it happens. So I would begin to be thinking about what are the kinds of things that you've wanted to do. Some people talk about it as a bucket list. Others think about what are the goals that I've want to accomplish yet. Most parents are still relatively young with our sort of expanded lifespan, and so, you know, there's a time to do these things. So I would begin to sort of think about what are the different things you've wanted to do in your life. And sometimes this includes sort of hobbies, whether it's painting or music. Other times it's returning to school. The other thing, though, is there's a lot of research that suggests that parents who are, you know, empty nesters seem to really often build a lot of deeper relationships with family, particularly with their siblings, than they didn't before, because now they have a chance to sort of reconnect with old friends. So I think those are all sort of opportunities that you can look forward to. But it does probably require a little bit of planning and thinking ahead. What do I want to do now that I have this time available?
I've heard that one thing that can be surprising for couples is they don't necessarily know how to relate to each other without a kid around. How do they start to adjust to that new family dynamic?
Absolutely, Rob. In fact, this is a quite a stressful time for many couples. In the number of years that I've been doing family therapy, that's usually one of the high risk periods for many couples, largely because they're so used to just relating to each other as parents and as co-parents that they've often led a lot of the normal kinds of activities that brought them together as a romantic couple, let them go. I mean, they're more focused now on the day-to-day. They've been focused for, decades on the day-to-day tasks of how to raise their kids and develop a family life. So one of the things I think couples need to do is to, just like I talked about in terms of thinking about what does the individual want to do with their life, they need to begin to think about what does our relationship need for the future. They need to start to rethink about, well, now what kind of couple do we want to be? What are things that we want to do together? What are things that we haven't done? What are things that we need to explore? And at times when there is a conflict that emerges or people feel that, wow, we don't seem to have much in common anymore, then I think it's important to kind of, in a more focused way, maybe work on some of those issues. It's not a bad time to maybe find a couples therapist to work on some of these issues, particularly if you're having difficulties. But I think the key thing is that this is an opportunity, but it probably will take some time. It's almost like the couple is beginning to know each other again, or certainly begin to reconnect in ways that they haven't done for years.
Well, another relationship that changes at that point is the one between the parents and the kid. It used to be somebody living under their roof, under their care. Now it's somebody living somewhere else and in charge of themselves. How do you start making the future of that relationship?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So one of the things I think is it's important to keep the lines of communication open. I think kids, when they go away to college in particular, have so many things that they get busy with and new friends and new activities, and they may not connect with parents very often, and I think that can be very difficult with parents. So one of the things that I recommend to them is before the child leaves, talk about how often you're going to contact each other, set regular times, whether it's a Sunday evening call. Often it's important that that this is sort of planned, and it's a regular kind of activity. Just like parents often may have regular dinners at home when the kids are there, when they're away, I think it's okay to have regular communication. I think the other thing is this is an opportunity for parents to really begin to get to know their children and their emerging adult lives. So, it's okay to ask questions about, how courses are going or what's going on in their lives, realizing that they may not be sharing everything with you. But I think many parents feel hesitant to want to talk with their kids about these things. But my experience is that most children ultimately do want to share these things with their parents. It may take a little while as they kind of feel out this new changing relationship.
As we wrap up, if there are kids listening getting ready to go off to school in the fall, anything they can do to make life easier for the folks?
that's great. Well, I think, first of all, be sure to contact them periodically. And secondly, realize that lives are going to be emerging too. Sometimes the kids have as hard a time with this as the folks. Realize this is a great opportunity for both of them to develop a new and deeper relationship. As one door closes, another door is opening with all kinds of possibilities, both for individual growth in the terms of parents and for a new and interesting relationship and deeper relationship ultimately between children and their parents.
Great place to leave it. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Pleasure talking with you.
That was Jim Wozner. He's a professor and dean of the Illinois School of Professional Psychology at Argosy University, Schaumburg.